A group of Kurds in Nashville, Tennessee, is also closely watching developments in Syria. The city is home to the largest Kurdish community in the country, roughly 15,000 people. Only some of them are from northern Syria. But as Natasha Sinjanovic reports, Nashville's Kurds say they are united in heartbreak, fear, and a sense of betrayal after President Trump withdrew U.S. support in the region.
Kurdish solidarity was front and center at a pregame tribute that Nashville's minor league soccer club held in the city's largest stadium, just days after the withdrawal was announced. The territory of Kurdistan is divided among five nations, including Syria, Turkey, and Iraq. But Kurds in Nashville say their kinship extends beyond borders. Including Ismail Kucher, who owns a small restaurant in a two-mile stretch of strip malls known as Little Kurdistan.
Charm is broken the all Kurdish people's heart. Broken heart, all Kurdish people, charm.
Trump has broken the heart of all Kurdish people. Kucher says he can't sleep. His mind reels with images of civilians killed in the recent Turkish airstrikes, including a two-month-old baby.
I cry for the children. Why children, what are you doing? Like the old people, it's not right.
Like most Kurds in Nashville, Kucher is from northern Iraq. He worked as a guard for the U.S. Army, and for that, he and his family had to flee in 1996 under a death threat from Saddam Hussein. He was evacuated to the U.S. and has since become a citizen who says he loves his new homeland. But Kucher says he was shocked by the president's decision. He had voted for Trump.
Would you vote for Trump again?
Never. I would vote for Trump. Yeah.
Kucher's daughter, Nishtaman, says many in her community believed Trump's campaign trail rhetoric about helping Kurds. She did not.
I never thought America had the Kurds back. Never. I feel like it's a business transaction. Every time that they're over there for their own benefits. I feel like they put it out there like we're helping Kurds, and the Kurds fall for it each time.
But being betrayed by the American government is nothing new, say members of the Salah Adeen Center, the mosque in Nashville's Little Kurdistan. Imam Salah Osman is an Iraqi Kurd.
In my life, this is the third time I see it from the United States.
Osman says in the 1970s, and again under President George H.W. Bush, the U.S. first backed, then abandoned the Kurds in armed conflicts in Iraq. Each time, thousands of Kurds died and hundreds of thousands were displaced. The Kurds in Nashville say they're tired of seeing history repeated at their expense.
We sacrifice ourselves to protect the whole world against these devils.
That's what Mehmet, a 31-year-old Turkish Kurd, calls ISIS. He's currently seeking asylum and asked that we not use his last name. He believes that if it weren't for the Kurds, there would have been more ISIS attacks in Europe, the U.S., and elsewhere. He says it's the Kurds' turn to be protected. Mehmet is from Mardin, Turkey, near the city of Kamishla in northern Syria. He says people in the two border cities can practically wave to one another.
When we shake our hand, they saw us. We are that much close.
Kamishla was one of the first sites bombed by Turkey this month. And Mehmet says his family and friends there fear getting caught in the crossfire or becoming direct targets of the Turkish government, which he says is as ruthless as ISIS against the Kurds. So he doesn't blame Kurdish military leaders for forging a tenuous alliance with Syria and the Russians against the Turks. The Kurds will have to give up much of their hard-won territory in northern Syria, but it may avert genocide, Mehmet says.
Okay, we are not dying, maybe. Less people will die. That's good, but still, I think we deserve more.
So does Dilgesh Abrahim, who grew up in Kamishla. The 38-year-old took part in a peace rally earlier this month in downtown Nashville, which drew a crowd of several hundred people. Abrahim fled Syria in 2006 after spending a year in prison, he says, for organizing Kurdish demonstrations against the Syrian government. His immediate family was later relocated, but he says he has friends and relatives who have been killed by Syrian and Turkish forces over the years. He wants to see long-term stability in the region and independence for Kurdistan, which he says will require significant change.
How can we build this country? How can we build peace with others? How can we change our polity? Because what I'm doing now is clearly not working.
It definitely can't work, says Abrahim, if the U.S. gives up the Kurds to Turkey. For Here and Now, I'm Natasha Sinjanovic in Nashville.